105. Thank you very much, David. This is the Morning Zoo Show starring Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, 532. Hi, I'm their producer, Frank Murphy. And yes, today's the day Don and Mike will get caught up on all the piles and piles of comedy that have just been stacked up all around the radio station, including stuff like the all-star edition of Star Talk from Beyond the Grave, the undisputed, self-proclaimed King of Soup on the program this morning, and of course the good old boy in North Carolina who can lift 600 pounds with his teeth, and much more, including the story of some turkeys on the rampage at Plymouth Rock, and a lady whose high heel shoes have gotten her in a whole lot of trouble. And how about Dr. Mike with his complete sports recap from George Michael, and David Haynes, of course, with the Mondo Turbo It's Friday yell. And just a moment to say, be serious for just a moment. Yesterday on the show, Don and Mike raised over $12,000 in pledges for the Have a Heart campaign for Children's Hospital. If you're one of the hundreds and thousands of people who sent in a pledge yesterday, please do have a heart and put your check in the mail today. We'd really appreciate that. Now, the cavalcade of comedy will start off the excitement. Yes, you heard correctly. It's piles of comedy, everything from Star Talk, Beyond the Grave, to King of Soup, and much more. It all starts off right after this.
From Gene McDaniel.
He took 100 pounds of play. 100 pounds of play.
Double UFYL Super Gold from Gene McDaniel.
Everybody, the year 1961, and all she is 100 pounds of clay. Got to keep reminding yourself that, man.
It's 8:35 now, Wednesday night. I'm George Michael. When you say Bud, baby, you said it all.
One thing you can't fool American people.
Star Baby on WFIL. You know, every woman should be a star at least once in her life, and I guess that's when she gets married. You know, one of the things that everybody looks at when you get married as you walk down the aisle is your crown and veil, right? I mean, no, isn't that right? All the photographers, you know, all of them say, oh, look at that veil. Tell you what, I'd like to buy it for you. You know, because maybe you're thinking, oh, we can't spend more than $10 or $15 for this. Tell you what, if you're due to be a bride during the month of July, must be during the month of July, if you're due to be a bride, dial 263-8900, and we're going to buy you and maybe even the bridesmaids' veils. Because you ought to have these things, right? And if maybe you go out and buy the veils, maybe then find the husband later. 263-8900, give us a call. If you've got a wedding coming up between now and August the 1st, we want to be a part of that wedding, and we'll buy it for you. On WFIL, that's Chicago. It's Call on Me at 8:56. Good evening, everybody. It's 84 degrees, and we've got Elton John with us. Out of the Magic Circle, the top 10. This is one of the hottest records in Philadelphia. All the way to Survey Song number 9, taken from the LP Caribou. And please don't let the sun go down on me.
George Michael, famous 56 WFIL.
Hey, y'all. This is Donnie Simpson from WKYS. Don and Mike, I just wanted to wish you guys a happy third anniversary. To be very honest with you, I don't really understand why you're celebrating a third anniversary. I mean, when Hart and Weaver called me to do this 2 years ago, I think it was, they were actually celebrating their 25th. When I called you to do mine a year ago, I was celebrating my 10th. You know, I mean, third? And at least wait till the 5th or the 10th or something like that. I mean, this is the third anniversary. I really don't understand it, but, you know, maybe you guys don't plan on being around much longer, and I hope that's the case because you guys are kicking butts in the morning. But continued success to you. The best of luck in all that you do, and happy third anniversary. White people always looking for a reason to celebrate. I don't understand.
The program director was just listening to your show, and he asked me to give you this.
Et c'est Didier avec son poulailler du matin sur RTH 99 Rock. Le soleil perce à travers les nuages aujourd'hui avec ses petits bras musclés. Il sera là tout le temps et toute la semaine. À 14h, les températures prévues sont 20 degrés à Paris-Montmartre, 21 degrés à Paris-Trocadéro, 18 degrés au Bourget, 17 à Roissy et 22 degrés chez mes amis de Washington de WAVA. Bonjour Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, John Nolan et Colleen. Salut tout le monde.
This is Dick Clark, rocking you through to number one on WAVA.
WAVA.
Yes, I'm here to form a complaint.
You'd like to form a complaint?
Yes.
Or file a complaint?
Same difference.
Okay, we can form it and then we'll file it. Let's go. What's the complaint?
I've been waiting 2 weeks for my chicken shirt.
Why, those dirty guys in the promotion department. Have you ever heard of anything like that before in your life?
Never. I mean, when I won the tickets to the farm park, they came the next day.
Yeah, oh yeah, sure, yeah. When it comes to chicken shirts, they go, oh yeah. And anything that cost over a dollar, these skin flints at this radio station.
I'm just getting too anxious, and I don't know if I can take it much longer.
Well, sir, first off, let me say that it does. They do say they cover their butts, but they say it does take 2 to 3 weeks to send them out. And the second thing is, if by the third week you haven't got your chicken shirt, you are to call the promotion department of this radio station at 534-0320.
Okay.
And say, I want my chicken shirt. Okay?
Okay, what's the last four numbers of that phone number again?
0320.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. WAVA.
Hey, we've got Washington's hottest morning show, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara. Check them out on Power 105 WAVA.
There was a noise behind him. Valiant turned around to see a black-robed figure with the features of a vulture and the chalky complexion of a cadaver. It was...
T.J. Wright! You're fired from WAVA.
But we're about your same age. I'm 47. I think Charlie is 50. And they've hired us to do a job here to turn this around and get the adults. And by the way, the ratings show that we really did we're doing a super job of it. But we saw this. We saw this HOV. I never liked it to begin with. And I think the whole Virginia thing is ludicrous. You can't have a radar detector. Oh, you know, has no one ever fought that?
Don and Mike, the morning zoo.
Hey, y'all, gummy. Don't be so tight. Kill my daddy. Roll money.
Vance, wake up. You'll be late for school. Vance.
That was that smart?
Okay.
Was it shrewd? Was it good tactics or was it stupid?
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people. I've known sheep that could outwit you. I've worn dresses with higher IQs, but you think you're an intellectual, don't you, Ape?
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
And another thing. You better sit on that stool for a fraternity of yours. I don't want no drunken riots in my town.
We're broadcasters. In our business, morals are one thing, but ratings are everything.
Pee-wee Herman had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. With a... and a... here, there, everywhere. Pee-wee Herman had a farm. E-I-E-I-O.
W-A-V-A, Arlington, Washington.
And we're having fun in the morning. Music all day. Power 105, W-A-V-A.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a find, catch me a catch. Matchmaker, matchmaker, you are the book that finds me my perfect match.
Nobody plays Matchmaker better than the genuine C&P Telephone Yellow Pages. We should know. We've been doing it for over 100 years, matching more people who are looking to buy with more people who are looking to sell. The C&P Telephone Yellow Pages has the most ads, the most choices, the most useful information of any book around. No wonder 9 out of 10 people turn to it to find exactly what they need. The genuine C&P Telephone Yellow Pages. No other book can match it. Genuine C&P Telephone Yellow Pages. C&P Telephone, a Bell Atlantic company.
And now, another episode in the adventures of Darkman. It was a typical day in one of those so-called discount pharmacies.
Help! Someone help me!
Darkman, at your service, ma'am. Here, let me save you.
Oh, thanks.
Why, Mabel Bluefarb, what's a nice woman like you doing in a store like this?
I came in to get some odor eaters. I couldn't find them. That was 3 days ago.
I'm taking you away to Dart.
Put me down! No offense, Dartman, but I wouldn't shop there if you paid me.
But I will pay you. Here, have a Dart dollar. You get one every time you shop at Dart, and it's good for a dollar off every $12 purchase on your next visit.
A bribe from a superhero?
I know, but it's a superhuman effort to get people to believe Dart has changed for the better, with more salespeople, selection, and yes, faster checkout. So what do you say, Mabel?
Will Mabel give Dart a second chance? Will she find odor eaters at a Dart good price? Tune in next week, and if the suspense is killing you, come see Dart for yourself.
Hush, little baby, don't be sad. You'll grow up to be like Dad. Hush, little baby, don't you cry. Just because your dad was a fly.
The fly, too. Like father, like son.
You'll grow up to be like Dad.
The fly, too. From 20th Century Fox. Rated R. Under 17. Not admitted without parent. Now play.
The future. It may intrigue you, but what you can see on Saturday nights will blow your mind. Everything from 200 mile per hour muscle cars to affordable helicopters that take off from your own driveway. And the latest in high-tech weapons. This Saturday on Fox, experience the only show where the future really comes alive. Beyond Tomorrow.
Enter the future with Beyond Tomorrow. Saturdays at 9 o'clock p.m. on WTTG, Fox 5.
Rap, would you watch Little Winthrop while I'm busy in the yard?
Sure. Look at the little rascal. Oh. Only 4 months old and he's pretending to read the newspaper.
Thanks, dear.
What's with a Winthrop weeding about?
Yes, I've been reading about the great deals on the new Toyotas.
Oh, my God. Winthrop, this is...
I know, it's pretty exciting. You can save up to $1,050 on a special extra value package of Celica GTS options.
This is amazing. Winthrop, you must be a genius.
You don't have to be a genius to know that when the selection is this big, it's time to buy.
Honey, come quick. Winthrop is talking.
Really? What did he say?
Go ahead, Winthrop. Talk to Mommy. Come on, Winthrop. Winthrop.
Oh, Rob, you're being silly. I'm going back outside.
Winthrop, why didn't you talk to Mommy?
Because if Mom knows I'm smart, she won't make those airplane noises when she feeds me. Toyota.
Savings based on manufacturer's suggested retail price of individual options. Actual dealer price of options package and customer savings may vary.
WAVA has your chance to hang out with a few hundred thousand fun-starved, winter-frozen people who are irresponsible and totally out of control. Why anyone would call this a break is beyond me, but it is. Spring break, and WAVA is going to dump a jet full of people right in the middle of Daytona Beach. Want to be part of the party? Sure you do. Listen starting Monday for your chance to get a tan and play with all the pretty people. From 105 WAVA. WAVA, sponsored by United Express, Washington's hometown airline.
The news is next with David Haynes on WAVA.
Okay.
What?
Well, promise me you won't tell anybody.
Oh, I won't.
Well, how do I know you won't?
Cross my heart and hope to spit. My old man would let me have it right across the foot.
Now, just a minute, fellow.
Our phone lines are open and police are standing by. The national manhunt has begun. Your calls to 1-800-CRIME-88 could lead to the capture of America's most wanted.
David Haynes.
He limits himself to two drinks a day. Facts, spells, money. George Bush puts his money where his mouth is. No tax increase. Of course, Democrats have other things up their sleeves. Washington weather today. Gonna be partly cloudy. High 35. Good morning, Washington. I am David. David Haynes. News and comment. WAVA. Brought to you by your Washington area Ford dealers. Get a load of this. You will soon see fax machines, guess where? In some post offices across the USA. Beginning this summer, Postal Service hopes fax machines can be a big new source of revenue. You'll use your Visa, Master, or American Express card. Washington, no surprise here. The average monthly mortgage payment here in the Washington area, the average monthly mortgage payment here is $1,200, the highest average monthly mortgage payment in the country. So shows a new study on housing affordability by a national real estate accounting firm. Not only that, Washington has the highest average salary requirement needed to qualify for a mortgage, $51,500. No tax increase. President Bush kept that promise in his federal budget speech last night. Bush came up with a federal budget for 1990 that freezes military spending, so several billion dollars can be diverted to social priorities. And Bush wants to cut the capital gains tax in half. And very important, the president called for reform of the budget process, including a balanced budget constitutional amendment. Arlington, your county manager, Anton Gardner, expected to propose a hold-the-line county budget to your Arlington County Board tomorrow, a county budget that will maintain, not expand, county services in Arlington. Northern Virginia, you've heard about that plan to allow local governments to levy a local state income tax to fund much-needed transportation projects in Northern Virginia. While Fairfax, Prince William, Loudoun counties might go along with it, Alexandria and Arlington probably would not, according to local officials. Major crime reared its ugly head a little more often in Howard County, Maryland last year. Major crime there up more than 3%, with the biggest increases in robberies and break-ins to businesses in Howard County. WAVA, movers and shakers today. Defense Secretary Designate John Tower has told President Bush he, John Tower, limits himself to two drinks a day, wine only, ever since cancer surgery a year ago. Jesse Jackson says, no way to rumors that he plans to run for mayor of D.C. next year. Oliver North's Iran-Contra trial is on hold until Monday. This after U.S. Justice Department went to the Federal Appeals Court arguing there are inadequate safeguards to protect national security secrets during testimony by Oliver North. However, Federal Appeals Court poo-pooed that argument, so now the Justice Department may go all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. We'll see. On the hardboard courts of the NBA, Washington ended its four-game losing streak last night with a Bullets victory, 110-103, over New Jersey. David Haynes, Burnt Toast and Coffee Time, now 6:05, 5 after 6. It's Friday!
Hey, where are the car keys?
Oh, sorry, dear, it's not your turn. You get the car Wednesdays 3 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Excuse me, but I believe that's 6 to 9 on Tuesdays, 1 to 5 on Fridays, and I still have the bonus hours.
No.
Yes.
Problem. The Weavers need a second car. Solution. Your Ford dealer's President's Week sale through February 20th. Right now, get 4.9% financing or $500 cash back on Ford Escort, the best-selling car in the world. Take the cash and put it towards the down payment, or take the financing for low monthly payments. Plus, there's $600 cash back and over $2,200 in option discounts for a total savings of over $2,800 on Bronco 2 4x4s. So if you've got a problem...
According to this chart, since February only has 28 days, you get the car every other Monday.
We've got the solution. Your Ford dealer's President's Week sale. Hurry in before February 20th.
4.9 APR for 24 months. Other rates available with varying lengths of term or cash back. For APR or cash, must take delivery by March 2nd, 1989.
Couple of problems on the Shirley Highway to watch out for this early morning. If you're headed in, it's going to be slow from Dale City up to the Occoquan. And watch out for a disabled. This is blocking the left lane right inside of the Beltway. And we have a report now of a truck fire. It's outbound to the Shirley, just past the 14th Street Bridge. So police and fire units are on the way to the scene. Might find some slow traffic passing both directions. Watch out for another disabled car. This is inbound on Canal Road at the Chain Bridge. And police are on the way to get that cleared out of there. There were 3,732 Lotto America winners in D.C. last week. You could be a winner this week, but remember, you can't win. If you don't play, get your tickets today. The D.C. Lottery's Lotto America jackpot for this Saturday night's drawing has an estimated annuity value of $11 million. I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA Traffic.
You'll want to wrap your bod nice and warm again this morning. Here's your fun-loving Washington weather. Temperatures now 17 degrees in the burbs. Going to be partly cloudy, breezy again today. We'll say not as cold. Still a little warmer. Today's high going to be 35. 35 today. Tonight, clear, cold of a night low. 15. And then for your fun-loving weekend, going to be partly cloudy tomorrow. Saturday's high, 44 tomorrow. Sunday, partly sunny, breezy. Sunday's high, 35. Right now, skies are overcast. Winds out of the south at 12. The wind chill factor this morning is 2 above 0. Temperatures, Dulles, 17. BWI, 17. National, 22. 22 fun-loving degrees at 6:07. I am David Haynes. News and comment brought to you by your Washington area Ford dealers on W.
I don't know what that meant, but they paid me a lot of money to say that.
AVA!
Come on and wake up. Come on and wake up now. It's time to shake a leg and get up. It's time for you to raise your head up. Come on and wake up. Come on and wake up. Now you know it's time. Come on and, come on and, come on and, come on and, come on and wake up now.
I'm Mike Lewis from Channel 9. In the Morning Zoo with Don and Mike is next. From the John Tower Cocktail Lounge inside Petroplex Center in scenic, beautiful Arlington, Vietnam, it's the Morning Zoo Show! Starring Don Geronimo and featuring Mike O'Mara with David Haynes, Kim Boomer Anderson, Frank and Diana Tower, and the entire zoo crew.
For the Tower of Power Horns,
today is Friday. And we've got a lot of leftover comedy material after raising over $12,000 for Children's Hospital yesterday.
Thank you.
We'll have a call to the King of Soup. Plus, the man who can lift 600 pounds with his teeth. Turkeys on the loose in Plymouth, Massachusetts. And Star Talk from the Grave with Warren Freiberg.
All right.
But enough of that. It's on with the tomfoolery and hijinks. And let's say hi to the man who used to use John Tower as his ventriloquist dummy. Ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, he's kind of heavy on my knee, though.
Don Geronimo!
I can tell you, if you've ever tried to pull John Tower's cord, it is not that easy. Thank you. Please welcome the man who directed John Tower in his first two X-rated movies, Mr. Mike O'Mara.
Hey, he's no Foster Brooks, okay? Come on now.
Don and Mike.
6:10, and it's Friday.
W-A-B-A.
And here are the top 10 reasons. You know, I feel we must do this because we've been talking about women a lot in the last week.
Certainly have.
And here's a top 10 list, slightly updated, that women always love. The top 10 reasons that cucumbers are better than men.
Oh, boy!
Number 10, cucumbers aren't jealous of your gynecologist, your ski instructor, or your hairdresser.
Boom!
Number 9, a cucumber doesn't mind hiding in the refrigerator when your mom comes over. Number 8, you can have as many cucumbers as you can handle.
Boom!
Number 7, cucumbers won't write your name and number on the men's room wall. Number 6, a cucumber won't want to join your support group. Number 5, you can handle a cucumber in the supermarket and find out how firm it is before you get it home.
Oh!
Number 4, a cucumber won't give it up for Lent. And number 3, no matter how old you are, you can always get a fresh cucumber. Number 2, a cucumber never snaps your bra or gives you a snuggie. Speaking of which, I'd say Kim is an ideal target for a snuggie today.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
And the number one reason that cucumbers are better than men.
Number one.
Cucumbers don't leave whisker burns, fall asleep on your chest, or drool on the pillow.
Oh!
Thank you.
Hi, this is my new cucumber.
Ooh. Kim, queen of the Snuggies. If I was you, I'd watch it today.
Yeah, Kim, you're looking good today. You really are. No
Kim, problem. you're in the sights. Music. Power 101. 405. Baby, good morning, my friends. Quarter after six, I'm Donald P. Geronimo.
Good morning, hello, and welcome, everyone. I'm Mike O'Mara.
You're listening to The Morning Zoo.
I'm not aware of too many things. I know what I know if you know what I mean.
WAVA. She just sounds to me like she needs a bath. Doesn't she, Edie Brickell? Doesn't she just... She just sounds unclean.
You know, like she's wearing those kind of used clothes, right? Just sort of sitting there with her hair hanging down there.
Old baggy jeans.
Yeah.
Lots of nubs on her legs and everything.
Yeah, on the road, probably in a bus or something like that.
Probably sleeping in the bus.
Doesn't catch a whole bunch of showers.
Oh, hasn't brushed her teeth for weeks now. They're turning green.
That's just our theory, though.
We've never actually seen Edie Brickell, have we? Have you ever seen the video?
No, I haven't seen the video, and I haven't seen a picture. Do we have any pictures of her around?
No,
here?
We don't have any pictures. We just have the compact disc. That's all we have. Frank, yeah, Edie Brickell. Right. Edie Brickell, can you give me a rundown on the hygiene?
I saw the video. I thought
Edie?
She was surprisingly attractive. She's got hair that looks like it gets shampooed on a semi-regular basis.
So we're totally off base in what we're saying.
She's not really... Yeah, she looks like she does, you know, pay attention to herself.
Who does she look like?
Janis Joplin.
Well, now there is a woman who took care of herself.
Resemblance, actually, yeah.
There is a slight resemblance to Janis Joplin.
She's got a long hair. She wears it down below the shoulder, kind of thrown back and kind of a little curly, as if it looks like it's just was shampooed and wasn't dried all the way. It looks like a little.
Listen to Vidal Sassoon.
You know what I mean? I'm trying to figure out a way to describe it, but it's probably really some sort of styling mousse or something like that.
I'm Frank Murphy, and if you don't look good, we don't look good. All right, thanks, Frank.
Okay.
Bye. For more than we ever asked about.
She's thin.
Old Edie Brickell. Oh, well, I figured she was thin, Frank. It's 20 past 6 at WAVA with the Morning Zoo. Good morning, my friends. I'm Donald P. Geronimo.
And a very pleasant good morning, hello, and welcome, everyone. I'm Mike O'Mara.
And we are fat.
We are white.
We are Catholic.
And we are sick about it.
And the first order of business this morning would be a sincere and really from the heart thank you to you for raising over $12,000. In 4 hours yesterday morning on the little radiothon we had for Children's Hospital, that was beyond our wildest expectations. And needless to say, the people from Children's Hospital yesterday were absolutely thrilled. So God bless you, and thank you for raising over $12,000 yesterday during the Morning Zoo show for Children's Hospital.
And thanks to Dr. Chapman, Dick Tubbs, and Dr. Mimi. I just want to call her by her first name. Dr. Mimi.
Oh, that foxy lady. Foxy doctor.
They were all here real early yesterday and stayed with us for the whole show, and we really appreciate them coming down here.
Well, anyway, we appreciate the fact that you called in. And really, we do mean that very sincerely. Thank you. You've never let us down, and you didn't again. And thank you very much. And most importantly, didn't let down the kids at Children's Hospital, which is great. And we're still going to be talking about Hamel Hart. Still time for you to send your Valentine in. We'll get to that in a couple of seconds here on the show. Mike and I had kind of a busy day yesterday. We had lunch with Al.
Yeah.
Now, we had lunch with our general manager, with Big Al, yesterday.
Which is always an experience.
You know, he has some of the oddest habits.
Mm-hmm.
Of anybody I've ever seen in my life, from taking a piece of bread. Now, boy, I lecture you about your cholesterol. I should get on Goodman.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, he takes a piece of bread, a small piece of bread, and puts a gigantic slab of creamery butter on top.
Yeah, you got to say creamery butter.
But that's not all. Then he reaches over for some salt.
Right.
And drowns this thing in salt.
Just watching Al eat. The thing to start with.
I am at 25. I've lost 25 pounds now.
Oh, congratulations.
25 pounds. So thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Yesterday kind of put the damper on my weight loss yesterday with the tortellini that I had in the cheese and cream sauce with ham. That really sort of blew it for me. I should have guessed that would have blown the whole thing.
But
for
you
me.
Didn't. You didn't take Al's advice, at least, because Al was trying to push that food on you.
Yeah, Al was trying to give me one of these little beef tenderloin jobs. You know, a nice little slab of red meat. That Al, being the petite little man that he is,
he didn't care for red meat, and he kept trying to push this on Mike's plate. And these guys are like having a battle over the table here, with Goodman trying to push this meat on his plate, and Mike going, "I don't want it, Al. I don't want it. I don't want it. You eat it, Al.
And just starting with him, our general manager, and that goofy little silly hat that he wears. He wears that everywhere now. It looks like some sort of Irish sheepherder's hat that he wears. Wherever he goes, whether he's casual or whether he's wearing a business suit.
It looks like it was a totes hat at one point. A totes hat that has been like left in somebody's underwear drawer for 6 or 7 months.
The kind of hat you can just roll up into a ball and put it in your pocket and go, hey, how do I look now, huh, boys?
Yeah. So we had lunch with Goodman. We'll tell you more about that lunch a little later today and about Alan Goodman's manners. Yep. And
well, can I just mention one thing about the lunch with Alan?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, now, I don't know if you noticed this yesterday, but we're sitting there in a very crowded restaurant right down the road here. I forgot the name of
it. The Alpine Restaurant.
The Alpine Restaurant. And very loudly, I don't think you were aware of this, very loudly, Alan described something he did early in the morning that concerned a bodily function.
Oh, no, I heard that.
And, I mean, Alan was saying, you know what I did?
Oh, that's right, he said
that. You know what I did yesterday morning? 60 seconds worth. It was absolutely unbelievable. And I glanced around the room, and people were just kind of eating, like, very, very quietly and just going, what is he talking? Oh, my God. Listen to that, man. You wouldn't have believed it. It was unbelievable. 63 seconds. Wow.
Yeah, I do vaguely remember that, but I had, like, half-tuned him out. By that point.
Just, you know, I would have thought there might be a better subject matter in a crowded restaurant, but hey, that's just one man's opinion, you know?
All right, more on Al eating oysters a little later on this morning on WAVA. I got to tell you how I observed him eating his oysters yesterday, but I will save that one for a little later. Then Mike and I went to the car wash.
Right.
To get my new car wash yesterday. And we got a treat, we got a treat, we got a treat.
The angry man.
We got some angry guy who went back to this car wash that we went to yesterday because apparently they had forgot one of his mats.
His rear floor mat. Had been, as I think I heard him say, stolen.
No. You know, I mean, they don't steal anything in a car wash. And if they're going to steal something, they're not going to steal one back mat from a Volvo. It's not like the guy's looking to match a set or something. So you know, Mike and I immediately saw that this was going to be great because this guy pulled up in the outer lane and jumped out of his car and goes running up for the manager. And I said, hey, we got a dispute here. And we were sitting waiting to get the car vacuumed and the windows went down and we listened. And the guy was a real A1 jerk.
Yeah, he's waving his arms about and he's really up about 2 inches away from this garage attendant's face just sort of screaming at him about his little problem.
So then he wants to see the manager. And the thing is, the guy knew we were laughing at him. He knew we were laughing directly at him. Because we followed this guy everywhere he went throughout the car wash.
Yeah.
We were 5 feet behind him listening to everything that happened.
I think that was a giveaway, especially when he went inside over to the main counter, and I was just, you know, you and I were both like 2 inches in back of him, just sort of going.
So they finally, when we were leaving, when we were pulling away in my car, they found his mat.
Right.
But he was still complaining that there was a little dirt. That there was a little dirt in the back seat.
And he was still kind of cussing to himself, and then he went sort of...
Oh, and then we saw him in traffic.
That's right. He stormed out, and we see him 5 minutes later, and he's still upset.
Now, this guy's driving down the road, right? We were in the right-hand lane. He's in the left-hand lane, coming up, passing us on the left side. And Mike says, hey, does that look like the guy? And I look in the rearview mirror, and it's just as this guy's coming by. This guy's just driving down the road going, resin, 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 shaking his head and screaming to himself. The guy is still ticked off about this car.
The angry man. And what I wanted to do, I didn't have the guts to do this, but what I wanted to do in the car wash when he first lost it, I wanted to say, hey, excuse me, sir. Did you lose a floor mat from your Volvo in the backseat area? Oh, yeah, I haven't seen it. I didn't do that, though. That would have been too cruel. He probably would have hit me if I'd done that.
I think he would have. You know, I can't bring myself to do that in a car wash anyway. Even if a spot is missed,
yeah.
I hate the kind of guys that when the car's coming through,
oh.
when you go to give them the receipt, and a guy will go, excuse me. You missed a spot right here,
right
here,
yeah.
And right here.
Yeah, here are these guys working out in 13-degree weather with water, okay, freezing as it is. I mean, they got icicles coming off of their hands at this car wash, and this guy wants to get picky, you know?
Right here, right here. Fix that, please.
So anyway, our heart goes out to the people who work at that car wash yesterday.
And who was on hold? Somebody on hold already? Hello, good morning, wave up.
Good morning, this is Major Bill Smith, the Mouth of the South calling.
Oh, hold on a second, Major. That's one old coot I don't want to talk to this morning. Okay, item number 4 on my little list that I wanted to talk about today. Thank you. David Haynes is applauding the fact that I didn't allow Major Bill on the
Good
air.
Call.
A cross-dressing show.
Yeah.
I'm all for it, mm-hmm. Monday or Tuesday. And seriously, when we get to our next phone scan here in about 20 minutes, want some of you cross-dressers to call us up and tell us if you'd come down and do the show with us in the studio Monday or Tuesday.
Studio full of cross-dressers is what we're looking for.
It's our tabloid. We're going to be just like Entertainment Tonight and Geraldo and Sally Jesse Raphael and all the rest. It's going to be our tabloid show.
Oh, I can't wait.
About cross-dressing. I have decided the commercial, the couple on TV in the commercial that I hate the most.
Bitch, I know what it is. Which
couple?
One?
The couple, I think I told you yesterday, that I personally would like to slap silly.
Mm-hmm.
The Winchester's Homes couple. Well, they're sitting, preppy couple?
They're sitting on the floor in front of the sofa in front of the window.
Well, there's like four or five of them now
that drive me crazy. And the guy especially. The guy, I mean, the super duper, the guy, right?
Have you seen the one where he's building the house of cards?
Yeah.
Well, you get your Winchester's worth, honey. You just call this number, Muffy.
Can I be just a little more superior and tell you what you should buy?
So, ladies and gentlemen, these are the two people that I now would like wiped from the face of the earth. I would like these people exonerated, erased, eliminated.
Kicked in the head by wild ponies.
Yes, that is right. These two people must go. We must find out their names, and we must eliminate them. So please, everybody, put your thinking caps on, and let's come up with the names of the people, you know, the guy and the woman in the Winchester's commercial.
Yeah.
The Winchester Homes commercial.
You know, I decided, though, yesterday, I like the partnership one with Hume Cronin and Jessica Tandy.
Oh, God, now you're really going to get me going. That is the other stupidest.
I liked it, though. He goes, and he said, come to the edge. And he pushed them, and they flew.
Yeah, okay, so tell me, what the hell does that have to do with a bank? Why is that going to make you want to put your money in a bank?
I'll be honest with you. As far as from a sales standpoint.
And in black and white.
I couldn't even tell you the product. I just like watching Hume and Jessica.
What a waste of money that is. Signet Bank, if you are listening, those commercials are stupider than the Winchester Homes.
Really? You think so?
Yeah. And don't the Everly Brothers hate each other?
Yeah, that's
Haven't there been giant articles about how the Everly Brothers try to sue each other?
Well, they split up for about a million years.
And now they're talking about teamwork, about working together.
Well, we've been doing it about 50 years now.
But I like Hume and Jessica because they were good in Cocoon. I like those
two. Yeah,
they
were great in Cocoon. Just what the does way she's doing.
Just
bank?
Look at her when he's talking. She's just, I don't care about the
you
bank.
Know, what kind of idiot at an advertising agency gets paid $100,000 a year to think we are going to film these old people black and white?
These old people are accomplished thespians.
Okay, so we're gonna film these thespians in black and white talking about pushing over the edge and flying, and then we're going to dissolve to a black screen, and then it'll say, Signet Bank, one day we'll be your bank. Now, what moron are they going for with that advertising?
But the thing...
I'm serious. I don't mean to get so incensed so early in the show.
I know you're getting upset about this, but I'm telling you...
But I hate those commercials.
It's not the product. It's not the product. I'm just thinking, I'd love to be in a cocktail party and have Hume Cronin sitting across from me and talking about his career like that. That's the way I feel when I see Hume going... And he said, come to the edge. And then he points at you, just like he's talking to you, and then looking at her, looking at him. And I just think a Cocoon.
Right, but tell me, what does that have to do with Signet Bank?
Oh, I don't have a clue what it has to do with Signet Bank. No, I really don't.
God, I hate those commercials. Oh, man.
You go into a bank and you see a teller. You know, you don't see a bunch of people sitting there in couples doing teamwork. That's just...
And the Everly Brothers. Mm-hmm. The Everly Brothers?
Now, they don't count. They don't count as far as I'm concerned. Unbelievable.
I guess there would be four people that I'd like erased. The Everly Brothers and the man and the woman in the Winchester Homes commercial.
So thank you. So you're just gonna maybe have some mild injury for Hume and Jessica?
No, that's all right. You know, hey, they're getting on in years. I'm sure they could use the dough that they got from the commercial.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you
enjoyed the work that they did in Cocoon. However, their performance in Batteries Not Included did leave something to be desired.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I do.
Okay, it's 6:32 at WAVA. Also on the show this morning, we're going to call greasy old Rob Carpenter to ask him about my wife giving him that pedicure.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you about the anti-wuss test that I've worked out because we have so many men listening to us that are just total wusses.
Right.
We're going to try to help you guys out. Also, if we have time today, we're going to get to the Jim Elliot story about the donuts.
You're going to tell that story?
Maybe so today. Maybe so today. I think I promised. Of course, it wouldn't be the first promise I've ever broken in my life, but I might get to that story today. And also, we're going to have a brand new feature this morning. We're going to call it Slam-O-Rama.
Yeah?
And did you know, I was reading in some newspaper yesterday that February is the number one month for door-to-door solicitations.
Oh, really?
So what we're going to do is have a contest with people slamming their doors, and whoever can slam their door the loudest will be our winner.
Oh, me. Good chance for some maybe drywall damage during that feature.
Absolutely right, my friend. And all the other stuff that we do on Friday morning coming up here at WAVA. Everly Brothers time. It's 6:33. And we'll be right back.
And now, another episode in the adventures of Darkman. It was a typical day in one of those so-called discount pharmacies.
Help! Someone help me!
Darkman, at your service, ma'am. Here, let me save you.
Oh, thanks.
Why, Mabel Bluefarb, what's a nice woman like you doing in a store like this?
I came in to get some odor eaters. I couldn't find them. That was 3 days ago.
I'm taking you away to Dart.
Put me down! No offense, Dartman, but I wouldn't shop there if you paid me.
But I will pay you. Here, have a Dart dollar. You get one every time you shop at Dart, and it's good for a dollar off every $12 purchase on your next visit.
A bribe from a superhero?
I know, but it's a superhuman effort to get people to believe Dart has changed for the better, with more salespeople, selection, and yes, faster checkout. So what do you say, Mabel?
Will Mabel give Dart a second chance? Will she find odor eaters at a Dart good price? Tune in next week, and if the suspense is killing you, come see Dart for yourself.
Hey Jewelers celebrates a special kind of love.
I can't give you anything but love, baby.
On Valentine's Day, I'm giving my wife a special gift from K Jewelers, an exclusive 14-karat gold heart designed by the very special art.
You have very good taste.
I didn't hear you come in.
Go on.
Okay. The very special arts helps men and women with disabilities get involved in the arts. And for every purchase of this heart...
K Jewelers donates $25.
But how do you...
I bought one for our Julie. It was only $149.
Oh.
Only at K. A heart designed by Beth Silvercloud of the very special arts, enriching the lives of people with disabilities through the arts. For a gift of love made with love, it's K Jewelers.
It's nice to know that a special gift for you and Julie can be a gift for so many. It makes me feel good.
You're a nice man.
Yeah.
K Jewelers will donate $25 to the 1989 International Very Special Arts Festival with the purchase of the 14-karat gold heart pendant inspired by a very special arts participant.
Hello, my friends. I'm Donald P. Gerardimo.
And I'm Mike O'Mara.
Gee, what to do, what to do. There's no football on TV this weekend. Any suggestions?
How about going to the grand opening of Mr. Wash Brushless Car Wash in Alexandria?
Well, only if you'll join me, like this Sunday from noon until 2?
Good idea. Noon till 2. And hey, let's do this. I'll wash...